Love is blind. Most of you have probably heard that phrase used. And I imagine that it probably elicits some thoughts in your minds this morning. By the help of the Lord, I would like to give some consideration to this. It's been a burden that's been on my heart. And I trust that we'll all take our portion this morning. Desire your prayers that the Lord would bless in the message today. I'd like to begin over in the 13th chapter of John. Very familiar passage, the 34th verse. Jesus spoke and he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." It is a love is a foundational principle in the New Testament. And we need to understand then the script. Jesus said, "I want you to love one another as I have loved you." And so the question that comes to my mind is, how did God love us? How did He love us? And how did He show that love? And how did He exhibit that love? How did He communicate that love? The Scripture teaches us that we are to love who? Our enemies? Our brother? In other words, we are to love all men, are we not? See, Jesus taught us, you have heard that it hath been said of old, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. So when that means that we are to love our enemies as God loved us, as Jesus loved us. This precept of love is taught throughout the Scriptures. I'm interested this morning in our relationships. In our relationship with God, but this morning, for the purpose of the burden on my heart, I'm interested in the relationships that we have with each other. Interested in the relationships that we have in our homes, husbands and wives, children and parents, boyfriend and girlfriend, if you want to go there. The relationships amongst the family of God, brothers and sisters in the church, and it extends beyond that. But folks, we all have relationships with people. And if we don't understand, I wrote here love is blind, and maybe I should put a question mark on that. But we're gonna go a little further. But there are people that say love is blind. And if love is blind, how does that affect the relationships that I have with people in my life? Love is the foundation of strong relationships. Can we accept that this morning? If you want a strong, healthy marriage, love is going to have to be the foundation of it. If you want to have strong relationships in the body of Christ where there is diversity, where we come from different backgrounds, where we come from different cultures, we're going to have to understand what love really means. So, is love blind? If love is blind, like many people say it is, haven't y'all heard that love is blind? If that is true, let's assume that for just a moment. It means that for love to flourish in our relationships, our eyes are going to have to be closed to the ugly truths about each other. If love is blind. If love is blind, our ears have to be plugged to disturbing truth. If love is blind, it means that our minds have shut out unsettling truth. If love is blind, it must mean that we really don't see each other as we really are. Because when you're blind, you cannot see. So if love is blind this morning, it means that when I look on you, or maybe we ought to turn this around, when you look on me, you don't see me for who I really am because I have some faults. And I have some needs in my life. My sister's laughing. I hope love goes beyond that, see? Because you see me for, if love is not blind, then you see unsettling truth sometimes. You may not see tall, dark, and handsome. If love is blind, you don't see the reality of what's in front of you because blindness covers the eyes. Is our relationship, are they based on love being blind this morning? If we want strong relationships, we're going to have love. If this is true this morning, that love is blind, it means that love does not have eyes. It means that the moment somebody's sin or weakness crosses our vision, then it means love will die. See, if love is blind. Because the moment I begin to see that I don't love anymore, because now I see the wrong or the weakness or the stumbling, the faults and the needs. Which means this, that if love is blind this morning, it means that most of our relationships are more about denial than they are about truth. In your marriage, in the congregation, in the body of Christ, if our relationships are based on a love that is blind to truth, blind to the reality of the needs that all of us have, it means that our relationships are not being built on a strong foundation because, folks, I'm going to change this title. Love is not blind. Try it again. Love has vision. Love sees. Love sees the ugly with the good. It sees the wrong and the bad with the blessings and the positive things. If we take this assumption in our minds that, well, love is blind, and if you love them, then you just need to shut your eyes to their reality, that's not true love. Because your relationship will come to a place that you all of a sudden you wake up and you say you marry someone and all of a sudden one day you wake up and you look at them. It's like, what did I do? Well, you need to see what you're doing before you get married. You see, if you don't see what you're getting before you get married, it's called what? Infatuation. That's blind. Infatuation is blind. It's a little the little jump in the heart when and all love at first sight. I want to say love at first sight is shallow. Because it's based on just an appearance and on just a feeling I had. But what about when later down the road I say, oh, you're like that? You have that problem and you have that need. What will happen to our love if our love was based on blindness? If we want strong relationships in the body of Christ this morning, we need to open up our eyes to the truth and love. I asked Vanessa, she's 3. This morning when I woke up, she was there beside my bed on the floor. And I said, Vanessa, I said, what is love? And she says, it's when you take care of someone. I thought that was pretty good. Love is about a choice that we make in the hard times and in the good times. It is not about closing our eyes to ugly truths about our husband or our wife or our children or people in the congregation. Love is not blind this morning. Many times people go through life playing games with what love is all about. Marriages are built on infatuation rather than information. If you want to have a strong marriage, it needs to be based on truth. It needs to be based on the reality of this is who I am, and I can take a step back and I see this for who you are. And I still choose you. I still love you. I still want to be with you, and I still want to give my life to you. Knowing that you're that way. See, if we don't do that, love is blind, and then one day you wake up. Friendships are maintained by their surface relationships rather than finding a place of grace in the friendship if love is blind. And if love is blind, even as the body of Christ this morning, we will want to present ourselves clothed in such a way emotionally that covers up the hurts and the wounds that we still have even when we're saved and serving God. Because we think if love is blind, I can't become vulnerable to you because you'll look on my life and say, oh, Brother Michael's struggling with what? He has what weakness? What are the needs in his life? And so then to overcome that fear of vulnerability, if you think love is blind, then we have to begin to build walls between our relationships. We have a facade that you begin to think, oh, he comes and he's got a suit coat on and he gets up and preaches and life is just perfect. Well, that's blind. Because I have my struggles. And I have my needs, and do you know the person sitting in front of you does too? But if we begin to think love cannot expose those areas, what are we building our relationships on? A strong relationship is built when I can acknowledge I've got a need, and I can acknowledge in my wife, in my children, and with you, that you know what, there are some needs out there. But my love is bigger than the need. My love for you is bigger than the problem, and love will take us the extra mile to do what we can because we still want to be connected. And it is miserable for people that live in such a way thinking if people knew them for what they really were, that they would not be loved. If people knew how I really was, they wouldn't love me. You know, that brings fear. It brings about a place that you can never become vulnerable to people if you think love is blind, because you can never open up and be who you are. You know, there's something about family when you have love for each other. When my family gets together, you can just be who you are because they love me anyway. You know, I may sit down with someone else that I'm not quite sure they love me like that. It's going to make me just want to be a little more careful because what are they going to think of me? You know, after you go away from your get-together, what are they going to think about Brother Michael then? But when you're with family, you rest in the love that's there. You can be vulnerable. You can be yourself. You can just free flow. And you're confident of the love that's there. You know, that's what the Lord wants in all of our relationships. But that kind of love does not happen overnight. That kind of love takes time, but it's the kind of love that will build strong marriages and strong relationships between children and parents. You know, I still love my children when they misbehave. And I've told them from a young age, I said, children, it doesn't matter what you do. You can always know that old dad over here loves you. And there's always someone that you can turn to because my desire to be connected with my children supersedes anything that they might do in life. And if you don't love them, you'll look on them and say, ooh, don't want anything to do with them. But as a parent, that's my child and I love them, and that supersedes the things that I see with my eyes. You know, sometimes we look at mothers, and I know mothers can be naive sometimes. It seems like their love is blind sometimes. But do you know there's something special about that? Sometimes it's not necessarily that they don't see, but they see more. They don't just see, you messed up. They say, yeah, you messed up, but I see some qualities in you that are so much more than this fault that you have. And we can all look at someone else's children and think, man, their mom doesn't see what they're doing. Maybe she does, but she sees more than what we see. You want a strong relationship? It's not going to be from ignoring truth, but it's going to be by accepting the truth and working with that reality with a desire to still be connected. Yeah. Say that love that is blind is not love at all. It's deception. And we wonder why so many marriages are falling apart.
And we wonder why professing saints of God can't get along. Something's wrong with that, folks. Love is not blind. It is about accepting the reality of each other and saying, I still love you. I still choose to, well, in Vanessa's words, take care of you. I still choose to be connected with you. One author said it this way. He said, love is not blind. It simply enables one to see things others fail to see. Isn't that what real love is about? And Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. When we love each other as Christ loved, we're not going to believe a lie, are we? We're not going to base our decisions about our relationships based on ignorance and blindness, but it's going to be based on truth. And that is where love is something that stems not only from the mind, it's something that comes from the heart. It's a heart choice that I choose to be connected. I choose responsibility for you. And it's why even in marriage, marriages that are based on the warm, fuzzy feelings, and those warm, fuzzy feelings are important. And if you don't feel those warm, fuzzy feelings, don't get married. But I want to say you better feel more than that. It better be something that this is a heart choice and also a choice of the mind, see? Both of them. This is based on reality of who they are. Not only their strengths, but their weaknesses. And yes, the irritations and the things that get on my nerves. Do you know, those of you that are not married, if there are things that are very difficult for you to stand before you get married, what do you think it's going to be like after you get married? See, this is why you need to make informed decisions. A love that takes in the reality and says, this is what I choose. To understand love, then, we have to understand God, don't we? Because the scripture says God is love. And he showed us true love and he set an example for us. Passage of scripture, Romans 5 and 8. Fifth chapter of Romans in the 8th verse. Says, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, are we going to believe then that love is blind? If we are to love as God does, how did the scripture say God loved? While we were yet sinners. When we were unworthy. When we were defiled. When we were unclean, God looked down and he still had a desire to be connected. He chose to give of himself in the ultimate sacrifice of his son. Folks, that is love. Love is not blind. Love is not ignoring the realities of the needs in our lives. But true love is that which sees it and looks beyond to see the positive and the good, and still to accept each other because of that love. Seeing the need in someone's life, does it mean you don't love them? I'm not going to ask for those that are married to raise your hand. I won't do that to you. But does your husband or wife have any faults or weaknesses at all? And if they don't, I would like to know about it. And we turn that around our own life. Don't all of us have weaknesses? Don't all of us have areas that we're needing the Lord to help us to grow in things about our personalities, in our makeups, in our backgrounds, that we want to grow in those things? So when you look on someone that you love and you see some areas of weakness, we don't sit back and say, well, I don't love you anymore. And do you know then that that's true when people look on us? And just because they see needs in our life does not mean that they still cannot love? Someone say, well, if you love me, then you'll overlook that. True love does not overlook. True love sees, but it sees all. True love looks not just for the negative, but for the good as well. But if you begin to throw out the reality of the needs in our life, you're going to find your relationship becomes based on a false perception of what truth is. And then one day the harsh reality is going to set in. Does this not happen in people's homes this morning? Does this not happen in the body of Christ? Say, how did we get here? Why are we dealing with things like this? And I have to begin to wonder if some of it isn't because this love that was blind to some, it wasn't really love at all. Love is about acknowledgement of who we are and building a relationship based on that. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. How is your love this morning? You see, love is stronger than fear, true love. Now, love that is blind brings fear. You're afraid that someone will see you who you really are. Do you know how many, and you may be sitting there thinking, what are you talking about? There are a lot of people, right among the saints, that are afraid. What will people think of me if they knew the things I was struggling with? And I would that all of us know this morning that the true love of God and the true love of God's people supersedes the needs and the things in our life that we're struggling with. And when we can begin to recognize that, it begins to drive the fear away. That I can begin to acknowledge my needs to you because I don't have to question, will you still love me? Will you still accept me if you start seeing what I'm struggling with? But do you know the bond that is formed in people? I think of a brother one time, and I didn't know him real well, but I had a need in my life. A number of years ago, I was actually in a meeting with him. We're both ministering there. And I had something I needed someone to pray with me about. And I said, brother, could you pray with me? I'll tell you who it was. It was Brother Lowe from Tulsa. So would you pray with me? And we prayed, and do you know, in my spirit, there was a bond that I felt with him. That in, we just that began the relationship that we have, but it was something that started when I was able to be a little vulnerable and said, I need some help here. Do you know that's what true relationships are built on? It's not built on us coming with our, you know, dress just so, saying, I have to create this image. I'm so spiritual. I don't have any temptations. I just say no and walk on my way, and I'm unaffected by it. We are all affected by temptation. We all have personality issues, but love is not blind to that, but rather love opens up its arms and embraces and draws, and that is what will enable us in our homes, in our families, in the church, in the congregation. This is the love that will see us through difficult times. It's not in saying, oh, I'm going to ignore it. Because it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until you can't ignore it anymore and you're going to struggle to find the grace to deal with it. But if we can recognize that strong relationships are based on a love that is not blind. And it is liberating. It is liberating to know that love is stronger and bigger than weaknesses and faults. That's liberating. If you are living in fear this morning of what people think about you, there is a love that can liberate you from that fear. Because how do you love others? Do you only love the one that is just perfect? Children, do you love your parents when they just do everything perfectly? No, you love them even when they're not perfect. And we love our children even when they're not perfect. What kind of love are we to have for each other this morning? When you see me stumble and fall, will you be there to help pick me up? Will you love me enough, or will you say, oh, love is blind, so I don't see that he's fallen? Then I'm not going to get the help that I need. But then if you look and say, oh, Brother Michael stumbled, well, oh my, he stumbled and love was blind. I thought he wouldn't stumble there. And I'm still going to go on my way. No, the love that brings about strength is the love that says, my brother's having a problem and I still love him. And I'm going to reach out my hand to him and lift him up. God is love. So God is not blind, is he? Is God blind? No, God sees all. You read in 1 John about the love of God, you will also read about that God is light. And do you know that what does light illuminate in our lives? Light illuminates the good. It illuminates the weakness. And God still said, I choose to be connected with you. They work together, folks. Love does see. Love is honest. True love is about having our eyes wide open, knowing how someone looks and feels and acts and loves them anyway. That's love. And that's the reason that love takes time. That's the reason that, and there is a divine love that God gives to us. But there are also, in our relationships with each other, love takes time because you have to nurture that. You have to care for that. You have to foster that kind of love and that kind of relationships. But for love to truly grow, it's about light. It's about truth. And you know, a marriage that is built on a shaky foundation is when a husband or wife has to hide or cover up their struggles and their needs with their companion. That makes for a weak relationship. A strong relationship is about when you can expose. I've got a problem and I'm struggling with this, or I have a need here. And you can know that she's going to love me anyway. She's going to love me anyway. And she can help see me through my need. Love at first sight. Some of you may argue with me. But love at first sight is just about surface things, isn't it? Because if you don't know someone, and I've heard people say the moment we saw each other, we knew. Maybe there was something, some connection you felt. But if you truly love, it's based on information as well as the connection of spirit, you see. The flutter of the heart can be a little bit misleading, young people. Love is based on truth. It's based on light. It's not founded on ignorance, and it's knowledge of not only the positive things but the love, but flaws. And heard one person said this way, infatuation, people that are infatuated need an eye exam. Because that's blindness. You know, one week they say, oh, I like this person, the next week it's someone else, the next, and they're just so in love at the time. That wasn't based on information. That was based on blindness. That was based on something that wasn't really real. There was a Jewish rabbi who wrote on this subject, Julius Gordon. He said, love is not blind. It sees more, not less. But because it sees more, it is willing to see less. In other words, it's not about ignoring the reality of the flaws and of the needs, and of the problems, but because it sees it, it reaches out and it sees the whole picture. See? True love is about accepting each other for who we are. And you know that love, this love that is not blind, is the kind of love that reaches out and creates an environment that's conducive to positive change. It's not denying the faults. It's not denying the problems, but it is a love that will work to create an environment that in that need that there can be growth. Yes, right. Folks, this is the kind of love we need in our homes. Yes. It's the kind of love we need in the body of Christ. Yes, Lord. You may wonder about the scripture. It talks about love, charity, covering a multitude of sins. Does that mean love is blind?
I want to get there in a moment, but do you know that love takes the person, the whole person? For example, and I don't snore as a general rule. That may be more information than you needed, but as a general rule, but if I am just extremely exhausted, there may be a little need there. Well, do you know that's got to be a little annoyance when that happens? But do you know there are things, my wife loves me in spite of it, and I'm thankful it's not all that often, but the fact of the matter is that she sees me more than just that. And you might look on me and not know me, and you may see a fault in my life, and you can say, I could not stand to be married to him. Well, you know, I see things in people's lives, and I'm glad I'm not married to them too. I was like, that would drive me crazy. But do you know, I find that when you have chosen to be connected with someone, and it's all talking about my wife loving me because I don't want to put her on the spot talking about her needs, see. She looks at me and says, yeah, Michael, he has some problems, or he has a fault here, this is a weakness to him. But she sees more than that in me. And if you look on me and all you see is the fault I have, it's easier to cut me off. But she loves me and she's willing to accept me with my need because there's more to me than just my fault. Have you heard the expression that love is colorblind? I don't know what all your thoughts, and I don't want to offend anybody, but I want to say this. True love is not colorblind. That's ignorance. True love is when you look on me, what do you see? You say, well, we're colorblind, so I don't know what color you are. Whether you're male or female, we're going to be blind to that. No, when you look at me, I am who I am. And if you love me on any other foundation than what you see and who I am, your love is not based on reality. But true love is when you see me for who I am and what I am and say, I still choose to be connected to you because I love you and I desire a relationship with you. Yeah. But if we say love is colorblind and love is not based on you start to have a relationship with someone and you say, you came from what family? That's your brother? Don't want anything to do with you. Do you know that true love in that relationship is knowing who they are and where they came from and saying, I still love you. I still want to be with you. I still want to be connected with you. That's true love. And I believe this morning, and if you don't understand it, may the Lord give you understanding. But I believe this is some of the reasons there are some difficulties in relationships, in diverse situations, in homes, in families, and in the church this day, because people have been building relationships on something that was not true. Our relationships are not to be based on blindness and saying, I'm colorblind, I don't see gender, you're from the Midwest. You know those Midwestern people are a little different from the ones out west. I don't know how many times people have told me that. I'm from the West. I lived in the Midwest for over 20 years now, and a minister told me the other day, said, well, you people from the West just look at things a little bit differently. Well, if I look at it differently, I want you to still love me anyway. But they need to understand it's not based on where we're from. It's not based on who our family is. It's not based on what color I am. I want people, though, to look at me and see me for what I am. You know, I would say 5'7", but that's pushing it even. The height that I am, the way I look, the blemishes on my face, the color that I am, the weaknesses of my personality, and the needs that I have. And yes, I'm another one of those Smiths, and yes, I came from the West, but if you can still love me, we can build a strong relationship because this is who I am. And people struggle when they don't understand their identity. They're always going to be struggling because what are people thinking about me? But if we can understand, love casteth out fear. This is who I am. I don't need to be ashamed of it. This is who God made me. And so then when I love other people, I want to create an environment for them to be able to grow and prosper and not base it on just what I see, but I want to see the whole person. That we can have a place of acceptance and love and build strong relationships. Because love is not blind. I'd like to close with this scripture in 1 Peter 4:8. Above all things, have fervent charity.
Have a fervent love that is not blind. Have a fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall what? Shall cover up. Now, it doesn't cover up. It covers. For charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Folks, do you know, Lord gave me a little vision on this passage of Scripture. Love covers what light reveals. In other words, when light reveals, when eyesight, that love that is not blind, reveals the need, love doesn't hide it, but love surrounds it. It covers it. It doesn't throw dirt over the top of it. It doesn't say, well, if you really love that. Because isn't that what we do with our children when they misbehave? We cover up that with love. We still address it. We don't put it in the back corner. We address it. We deal with it. But it is surrounded and covered with the love of God. That is the love that will build strong relationships in our marriages, in our relationships in the body of Christ, and with other people. It is a love that covers a multitude of sin. A love that says, oh, you sinned, now I don't love you anymore. Well, what kind of love do you have to start with? But if you have the true love of God that is not blind, it's my brother has been overtaken in a fault, and I want my love to embrace and envelop you to create an environment of restoration. Yes. True love covers a multitude of sin. Love restores what the light reveals. And we see the whole. Love is not blind. And I would encourage us this morning to, in a greater way, seek the Lord to build our relationships on honesty and on truth. That true love that is not blind, but it is seeing, and yet it is still choosing. Amen.